I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
All right, when the Fan first switched formats over to being 105.3 The Fan, Skin and I came on after like hours of parade music. Shortly thereafter, we interviewed the Hall of Fame voice of the Texas Rangers. He came and joined us in studio, and I remember being so incredibly nervous. I still get nervous, but now I consider him a friend. Joining us in person, the Hall of Famer, the wickedly talented Eric Nadell.
Hey, I'm nervous.
Man, I can't even begin to tell you. I was like, Mr. Nadell?
You guys are big stars now. I'm nervous.
No. You are pure greatness, sir. And I want to dive right into something that you have going. You never cease to amaze me with your philanthropic efforts. And you have another big benefit going. Eric Nadell's benefit blowout for homeless kids. And before we even talk about any aspect of it, I just like everybody to focus on that. For homeless kids. Kids are so vulnerable. And I don't think I don't think a lot of us think of kids being homeless, but tell us about what caused you to feel compelled to make this happen.
Yeah, not only are there kids that are homeless, but there are thousands of kids who attend schools regularly in DISD and Fort Worth ISD. And this organization called Focus on Teens addresses the needs of the homeless kids in terms of food, in some schools, drop-in centers where the kids actually have a place to go and do their homework and hang out rather than being under a bridge or wherever they'd be hanging out. And I've been working with this organization for about 5 years, pretty much since they started. We do a concert every May at the Kessler Theater to raise money for the Dallas program. And we now do one every year in January or February to raise money for the Fort Worth program, which is only 3 years old. And the concert is next Thursday, February 21st. It's at Hyenas, the comedy club in Sundance Square. It's a musical concert. It's at Hyenas because they give us the space for free, and it's a wonderful venue. It only holds about 200. Yeah. It's a nice, intimate place. The acoustics are sensational. Walt Wilkins and Kelly McWee are going to play. A lot of people probably have seen Walt before, classic Texas troubadour. Great songs and great stories. And the tickets are really inexpensive. We want to get the story of Focus on Teens out to people, so the tickets are just $15. And they're available at prekindle.com. You can just put my name in if you do a search, and it'll come up. And this is the third year we've done it in Fort Worth. Josh Weathers did the first one. Mm-hmm. Luke Wade and Grady Spencer did last year's show. And this year, Walt Wilkins. It's a really good time. And we have an amazing silent and live auction. The silent auction items will go online next Monday.
Okay.
So if they follow me on Twitter, which is Nadell ER, or on Instagram, which is Nadell Eric 16, I'll have links for the auction and all kinds of stuff. Dinners with me and Emily Jones, lunch at Heim Barbecue with Tom Grieve and
Man
for six people.
Heim.
In addition to a whole lot of really neat autograph stuff and things of that nature and gift cards to a variety of places.
That's awesome. Heim is the go-to barbecue joint in the Metroplex.
Those guys are great. They're opening a second location.
I saw that over in the White Settlement area.
Yeah, and they say it's going to be big enough. They're going to have live music.
That's awesome.
But those guys are fantastic, and they have been big supporters of this charity, Emma and Travis Heim. We really appreciate it.
And as you said, tickets are very inexpensive. You can get them at prekindle.com. It's next Thursday night at Hyenas. What have you been doing this offseason, Eric?
Well, the first couple of months were basically devoted to the book, the Lim-Eric book. Mm-hmm. First getting it out and then getting people to buy it, you know, going on shows and doing interviews and tweeting like a madman a few times a day. So that pretty much took up my November and December. And then the last couple of months, I've been chilling. I've traveled a little. I went to a singer-songwriter festival in Destin, Florida, the 30A Festival, which I go to every year. It's one of the ways that I discover new music and performers for the concert series that I do at Cafe Momentum, you know, one Sunday a month. That's where I find most of them. And I just came back from 8 days in Cuba, where I go every year to do a little baseball professional research and support for the Cuban people who have so little. The The announcer for the Havana team in the Cuban major leagues makes about $25 a month. It's the same thing that teachers and lawyers make. And so it's, you know, it's a situation where whatever you can bring down to help out people with is much appreciated.
And then in terms of Cuban culture, I know you're a connoisseur of culture and those things. Well, what are your favorite aspects? Is the music, the food, all the above?
Well, for me, the music. Mm-hmm. You know, I saw all different kinds of music there. People think of Cuba and salsa music and merengue and that kind of stuff. And obviously they have that. They have 20-piece orchestras mm-hmm. that play every night in two different clubs. There's a 7 o'clock show and then a 1 a.m. show.
That's awesome.
I used to go to the 1 a.m. show.
Yeah.
Now I'm a matinee guy. At 7. But I saw a couple of them. They have all the other genres. They have indie rock. They have folk. They have their version of country. And they also have classic rock. And this time I saw two classic rock bands in a club there called Submarino Amarillo, which is the Yellow Submarine,
yes.
which is adorned entirely with pictures of the Beatles. And one of the bands I saw, Miel y Limón, Honey and Lemon, actually is doing more recent classic rock. And the other one I saw called Osamu is more Rolling Stones, Beatles, stuff like that. And there's a band that plays there every Thursday. I didn't see them this time. I've seen them before, called the Kents. And all they play is British groups. So they'll play Beatles and Rolling Stones and Herman's Hermits and, you know, bands like that.
Yeah.
Rather than venturing into any of the American bands.
So you know so much more music than I do, a ton, but you're one of the guys I'll sometimes bounce things off to or send you a, hey, check out this song. What do you think?
Yeah, you're an important part of my network for new music.
Was it a little not weird or shocking? It's kind of cool. I don't really normally, I mean, the Grammys are on and I watch it. But Brandi Carlile's one that you and I have been a fan of for a long time.
Yeah,
how cool is that to see her go tear it up on national TV?
Yeah, and I just saw her that she played at that festival in Destin.
Yeah,
that I saw, and it was amazing. And that was the first time I'd seen her live at the festival in Destin. But it's great to see her and to see Kacey Musgraves get the kind of recognition that she's gotten. We were onto her music for many, many years.
It sounds really cool. Like you have a pretty awesome life.
I'm very blessed.
I mean, you're around the great game. You're a Hall of Famer, and you get to spend your off season traveling the world, consuming culture. But you make it a point to spend a great deal of your free time helping people. The Eric Nadel benefit blowout for homeless kids. It's Thursday, February 21st, 7 o'clock. That is going to be awesome, and we're tweeting out a lot of information. I've been retweeting stuff throughout the show, so you can follow us on social media. You'll find it. We'll get you more info. I'd love to visit with you about the Rangers. Obviously, you're getting ready to go start another camp, and I'm just curious, as you think back over the years, has anybody ever just exploded onto your radar during camp? Like, over that process, you're like, okay, this guy is either going to be real good this year or next year. Or is it pretty much you kind of have everything, a handle on everything by the time you get there, and you're not really going to be blown away by anything?
You don't get blown away anymore because you know so much about the prospects. But say 15 or 20 years ago, you didn't necessarily know. I remember seeing Dean Palmer one year in spring training for the first time.
Mm-hmm.
And Steve Buschel was our third baseman. We had a really good third baseman. And all of a sudden, here's this guy, Dean Palmer. And it seemed obvious that Steve Buschel was going to get traded sometime in the next couple of years to make room for Dean Palmer. Seeing Pudge for the first time in spring training,
oh, wow.
We had heard about Pudge. You know, that he was no secret, but we hadn't seen him. The first time we saw him make a throw to second base, it was obvious the ball was moving much faster than when any of the other catchers threw it. That's something that I'll remember for a really long time. And the other guy who was interesting, who wound up having a very solid career but not as a star, was Mike Stanley.
Oh, yeah.
Mike Stanley, we used to call him Mr. March because he always had these great spring trainings. But the first time he came to Major League camp with the Rangers and just started hitting the ball in all directions with authority, we thought, now this is a guy who's going to win a batting championship someday. It didn't work out, but you know, he had a great career. And he was another guy I remember in spring training blowing our socks off. Every now and then there's a first-round draft who does it. I mean, mm-hmm. Jeff Kunkel used to do that in spring training.
The shortstop, right?
He was the number 3 pick uh-huh. in the draft. And he was he was a guy who I remember seeing in spring training thinking, now this guy's a natural. He's going to be something really special.
So we're going to have some baseball happening on the 23rd, Saturday the 23rd.
A week from this Saturday.
That's a week from this Saturday.
That's a week from tomorrow.
Yeah, that'll be, yeah, it's tomorrow.
2 o'clock, yeah. A week from tomorrow. We're on the air.
2 o'clock here, and then right here on The Fan, of course, Sunday at 3 o'clock on The Fan. So next weekend, we got baseball happening.
Amazing.
I got a question for you. When you, like, look at everything that's happening in the outfield, how are we going to find out what Willie Calhoun really is? I mean, when are you going to find out? When are you going to give him every day at bats and find out? It kind of seems like a very difficult task.
It really is a difficult task. You know, as long as Shin-Soo Chu is here as the designated hitter, you've got Mazzara and Gallo and DeShields. Those three guys are going to play. But, you know, that's a challenge for Chris Woodward, you know, to find playing time. And in spring training, it's not difficult. In spring training, you know, guys are only getting one or two at bats, if you want him to. If you want to give Willie Calhoun more innings, which I imagine they will, they'll give them to him. I know they'd very much like to have Hunter Pence on the team. Even though he's an old guy, he's a true leader and an inspirational guy.
And righty.
A guy who plays with passion, a right-handed batter. It would be wonderful if he could make the team. So he's got to get enough of a look in spring training to see whether, you know, he's still able to help.
So much of this team's fate and future depends on their three big studs. How big can they get? Like how important or how good of a player can Gallo be? And obviously Odor and Mazzara, what is the ceiling for those guys? And so is how important is, I don't know, this season for them? Because there's a new culture, there's a new manager. Is there enough there to help these guys take that next step, I guess is what I'm wondering.
Yeah, it's a great question. And with new hitting coaches, two new hitting coaches, maybe they find that little something, you know, that each of those guys need to have the breakout that they need to have. I'm a big fan of Luis Ortiz. Ever since he played for the Rangers back in 95 and 96, he is extremely intelligent. And a guy who did a good job as a player of getting the most out of his ability. I'm really confident that he can have a major impact on those guys. If nothing else, in the approach part of it. You know, the mechanical thing, I imagine he's very good at that too. But definitely in the mental part of hitting.
Okay, so when you look at the entire team, who's a guy who's kind of on the bubble of the roster? Maybe outside looking in, a young guy. Maybe it's a CD Pelham or someone like that. Who's a couple names to keep an eye on that maybe, you know, the casual fan may not know?
CD Pelham is one of them, you know, left-handed pitcher, relief pitcher, a very hard thrower, who he may just open enough eyes in spring training to find his way onto the team. But the guy I'm most excited about seeing, who probably is in that category, is the center fielder Julio Pablo Martinez. You know, I just came back from Cuba where everybody's asking me about him.
Really?
You know, this guy was a star in Cuba. He left. He missed 2 years because of the ordeal of leaving Cuba, getting to a third country, establishing residence in a third country, and then eventually being declared eligible to sign, then going through the process where his agents are shopping him around to different teams. He played last year for the Rangers in the low minors after missing 2 years. And this year, I would guess, he probably starts at AA, probably starts at Frisco, with the possibility of jumping up really quickly to AAA. But he'll play a lot in spring training, I'm sure, you know, given that, you know, Delino's position in center, and I love Delino, is probably somewhat precarious if he doesn't hit. You know, he proved last year he's a major league center fielder, an above average major league center fielder. But if he doesn't hit and Julio Pablo Martinez is raking at AAA, then, you know, there's a possibility he gets a chance to play in the big leagues this year. So I want to see what he can do because the people in Cuba tend to overestimate their players. You know, I heard the same sort of stuff about Leonis Martin, and Leonis was a really good player and hopefully still is after the health scare that he had last year. But I want to see with my own eyes what this guy's got.
So is Julio Pablo Martinez?
Yeah, we're calling him JP, I guess.
Yeah, JP. Is JP ahead of Leody and Bubba Thompson in terms of upside?
He's ahead in terms of age because I think he's 25.
Okay.
So he is probably mature enough to play in the big leagues if his skills are of that level, whereas the other two guys are younger and clearly need more seasoning. You know, Martinez played long enough in the Cuban national series, they call it, their version of the major leagues, and on their national team, that, you know, it wouldn't be surprising if he has enough experience once he gets it all back together.
Next Thursday night at Hyenas, what's the most exciting thing, or the thing you're most excited about of that entire night?
Probably a chance to see Walt Wilkins singing with Kelly McQuee, singing harmonies for him. I've seen Walt numerous times, but never with a female singer singing harmonies. And Kelly used to be in the Trishas. I don't know if you guys remember that band. They were kind of a Dixie Chicks type of band.
Okay.
And to hear the two of them together is really what excites me.
Go ahead. Okay, so that's Thursday night. What time does it start?
The show will start at 8. Doors open at 7. The show will start at 8 o'clock. And again, the auction will be great. In fact, we're auctioning off a trip to Cuba.
Really?
That'll be one of the auction items.
Wow.
We've got experiences where people can come to the booth. We actually have 4 owner's box tickets for the game against the Cubs the first Sunday of the season. That includes dinner in the Capital One Club and owner's parking. We got a lot of auction items not normally available in these sort of things.
That's incredible. You can get your tickets right now to the Eric Nadel Benefit Blowout for Homeless Kids featuring Walt Wilkins and Kelly McQuee. That is at prekindle.com. We've been sending that link out everywhere today on social media. It's next Thursday. Doors open at 7. Hyenas in Fort Worth. And then once you have those auction items ready, will you let us know? Because we'll blast those out as well.
Sure thing. Hopefully Monday afternoon.
Awesome. He is the legend, Eric Nadel. You'll hear him on this exact signal calling Texas Rangers baseball games very, very soon.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with 3 rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.